Oh, so I had a lockdown incident.
Oh wow! What you got reported by the cops or?
No, I mean don't get too excited. It wasn't that much of an incident, but it was a bit of an incident. Okay, so I like to go for a walk because if you're listening to other parts of Australia around the world, we have curfew here in
we do
here in Melbourne, and you've got to be in by 8 o'clock.
You do.
And anyway, so I went out at about 7 o'clock. I put my talking book on with my ear because I've got ear pods. You know those ones that that work with the eye. Fantastic. There's no lead. It means you can walk, you can stride, you can power walk.
My kids make fun of people that wear them. But anyway, you go on. I don't know. They just find them funny looking.
You do look like a bit of a wanker. You look like you're in a meeting or something. Yeah. You're a bit corporate, you know.
Bit of a dick. You're in like a bakery occasionally, and there'll be a guy going, "Yeah, so I reckon we should look at those figures, Jenny." And we'll hang on a second. I'll go Vegemite scroll and a pineapple and a Hawaiian pizza. Yeah. Anyway, Jenny, I was saying, you're like, oh God, mate.
Get over yourself, mate.
Yeah, you don't have to have your meeting in Baker's Delight. You know what I mean?
anyway, so I'm going for a walk. I get to the end of the street. And I realise, no face mask. So I've gone,
Yeah.
Oh, no. Here's trouble. So
you'll get papped. You'll get papped because, you know, Hughesy got papped jogging.
Because it's easy. Did he?
Yes.
Really? Without a face mask? Well, jogging's all right, though, isn't it?
I know, but they still took a photo of him. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Because Selena wanted to get some hard rubbish the other day and to make it into a piece of art, which was nice. And I thought, well, I don't know whether I want to be on the side of the road going through hard rubbish because I'll get photographed. And, you know, people haven't got much to do at the moment, so they'd love to photograph you. Anyway, so I'm down the end of the street. I haven't got a face mask. I see some old ladies coming, so I grab for a handkerchief and I put a hanky around my face like cowboys in Indian style.
Like you're robbing a bank in the Westerns.
Exactly. Yeah. I think I'm getting away with this. I've got a beanie on. I've got my coat up. I pull my collar up, put the hanky around. Go a little bit further. So then my hanky comes out. I go to tuck my hanky back into my beanie and I flick the ear pod out of my ear.
Yeah.
Now it's dark. I don't know where it's gone. I think, has it gone down my clothes? Has it gone on the ground? Has it landed in a garden? What's happened to it? So I take my jacket off. Can't find it. Take my beanie off. Can't find it. I go, oh, this is ridiculous. I undo my pants. So I'm standing on the street without a mask on, and then I go, okay, this is ridiculous. So I go down to completely topless. I'm thinking, because they were like $160 a pair.
Yeah, they're expensive.
So, I'm standing at, and so I go completely naked. I'm throwing all my clothes onto the ground. I am going crazy because I still can't find it.
I
think it's gone down my pants. It's terrible. In my underpants. I go, oh, that's just ridiculous. I go home. I strip completely naked, pull my pants.
Yep. Check your back passage.
Check. Yep. Yep.
Selena, have a look. Can you have a look for me?
Come in. Get a torch. Bring a torch. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can you see anything? Okay. Can't find it. She goes, well, why don't we go back? Now, just remember, it's curfew. We've got a window.
Oh, yeah.
10 minutes. She goes, let's get a torch. Let's go back. I reckon we can find it. I go, we won't find it. I've looked everywhere. We're not going to find it. She goes, let's go. Trust me. We're going to find it. So we go down the street, but we have to backtrack exactly where I went. So I went down here, went over here, went down, went through the park over here. I went around that puddle over there. And then we come and go, and this is the scene of the crime. Where it flicked out. It was exactly here. And I go, I'm not going to find it. And I look around. And of all the things for it to land on, it landed on because ear pods are white.
Yeah.
And they're about the size of what? What are they? The size of a
5 cent coin, kind of. Yeah. A little bit hanging off. Yeah.
It had landed on a pile of white pebbles.
Oh, yeah.
No wonder I couldn't find it.
You found it, though.
I found it.
That's
good. I found it. And we got back just in the nick of time.
Wow.
Curfew came down. And then they roll credits and look, okay, it's not a great story, but you know,
it's on topic.
It's on topic.
Well, that reminds me of a thing that happened to us. I was in the backyard with the kids, last Sunday, and the neighbors were having a party in the alleyway, like a kid's birthday party.
Oh, so you thought, hang on, I'm onto this.
And they and they were singing happy birthday. And there's over 10, and they're not, there's several families there. So they're breaking the law. They're breaking the law, basically, in Melbourne at the moment.
Several families.
Yes. And so I threw the ball over the fence and just check them out. And I went out there, and then one of them goes, "Hey, Dave, shh," like that, and does a shh symbol to me.
I'm just, meaning don't tell anybody that we're having a party.
Yeah.
And you're going, it's going to cost you more than that.
Yeah. Hey, I want a big bit of birthday cake. All right.
So what did you do? Well, did you give him a stern look?
I you know, I was shocked. I mean, I'm not,
especially in your part of town, because your part of town,
they're all educated.
Good. Yeah, law-abiding, good citizens.
Oh, they're all accountants, doctors, lawyers. They're not. You know, they're not conspiracy theorists. They're not idiots. But they're not, I don't know what they were thinking. Just, I think it's a sense of entitlement is what happens there.
How many people were there?
Oh, well, my son reckons 15. I would say more 10 to 12.
I'll be honest. But, I would call the police. I would.
You would call the police. But what I did, because then they saw me, they know it'd be me that was dobbing on them. So I got my phone, I got my speaker, and this is what I did. I kept playing this. Hang on a sec, I'll play it for you. I kept playing a bit of this one.
did you really?
Yep.
That's so good. Because they want to shit themselves.
And you're everyone going, what was that? Did you hear that? What did you hear?
That's the cops. They're under us. Quick, put the cake away. Quick. They'd be diving. They'd be diving in the garden beds.
People. I don't know. Some people. Oh, we should have the music. Here we go.
The music. No, that doesn't scare me. I love the music.
Funny.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. Now, please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
And welcome to the podcast. And
I'm just adjusting my seat.
Testing times. Now, it's okay if you're in Queensland. There's people are just, my brother's going to the footy up there. He's going to the pub. Everything's just sort of normal.
It does make it harder. It's a little bit like we're on a diet and the people you're living with are just going into the fridge and eating whatever you want. You see things on the news all the time. You go, look at that. They're down the beach. They're going out. It's not fair. You're best if you don't look.
Yeah, and because of this, I've been doing a lot of Zoom gigs and for different companies and individuals. And we did one on Saturday night for the Coondog, who's a golf pro.
You and I did it. That's right. Yeah, with Des Dowling. Yeah, but enjoyable.
But the Coondog is not big on technology, so he got me to set up the Zoom webinar.
Yeah,
and so I had to run. Right. Normally, when you do a Zoom, people just send you the link and you click on, and then you're away.
Hello, yep. Away
but
we
I,
go.
I had to set up. I had to sign up to be a webinar person. I had to watch a tutorial, but it was so funny because I got on at about 7:30, about 7:20. It was meant to start at 8:00.
Yeah.
Then I pushed start. I thought you had to push start. Then I got you and I got Des on, and then we're trying to set up the tech and we're talking to each other, and I'm ringing Des, and I rang Milan, this other guy. And then people started putting up comments, loving the preamble. This is a great support act.
Well, it's funny, isn't it? Because I knew that maybe there were people watching.
I didn't know.
I'm going, well, people love it when you part the curtain. You show what, you know, it's kind of like the green room. We allowed him in the green room.
And then someone put up a comment, I love the support act. Old guys doing tech. It's great. But because of that, we're thinking of doing a Somehow Related Zoom gig, aren't we, Glenn? We're thinking of getting Sam
explain that to me. So what? I mean, I'll be honest. It's your idea. You said, "Why don't we now?" You said to me, "Now I'm an expert. Why don't we do a Zoom Somehow Related?" This means that people on a Saturday night,
could tune in, watch us,
creating the podcast.
Yes,
and we would have we have a guest or something.
We'll have a guest. Sam will be there, but you won't see Sam. It'll just be she'll have the camera turned off because you've got messy.
But you'll see us. You'll actually see our faces doing the show.
I can do all my Zoom gags that I do. You've seen them. I've got the Wuhan bat. I've got everything going on.
well worth it.
We'll put the details up when we organise it, basically. And you have to pay a certain fee to watch.
Well, because there's running costs.
There's running costs.
There's people we need to. Well, you need to buy some more props and.
Yeah, the bat doesn't perform for free. The bat. Yeah. And what to pay off?
People, if you haven't seen the bat, the bat's fantastic. And you actually have the COVID. You have the COVID germ, don't you? as well?
Oh, I've got the COVID. I've got it. Yeah. The bat brought it with him from Wuhan. It's interesting. And anyway, we'll let you know when that's happening. But it'll be a Saturday night in a few weeks probably. And the, and we won't play that episode. If you've got to watch it live, and then it's put.
So it's a one-off. It just goes off. It's never seen again. All right. Yeah.
So you can tell those stories that you've been worried about being libelous. Or
I told a couple of stories the other night. I just hope no one was recording. Yeah. Okay. So this is the off the record, off the record. Yeah. This is the
black label.
Black label. Is it? Is it black label? Is it? Was it uncut? Somehow related, uncut. Yeah.
Perfect. So that'll be good. Anyway, we'll let you know when that's happening. We just started talking about it yesterday.
So we've been talking for a while. We've just been doing a quick episode. Let's not go too long. Because people are busy. People got things to do.
We're not.
That's why we're talking about it. Okay. Two topics somehow related. How are they related? Let's try and work it out. What are the topics, please, Sam?
Peanuts and dynamite.
Oh, seriously, they would have to be. I know your history. I know your
two of my favorite things.
Yeah. Yes, and I know that. What do you want to talk about first? Because you actually created a bomb in your backyard, because I read your fantastic book, which was called.
It's called The Potato Factory. No, it's called The Summer of '82.
And I remember reading about you creating a bomb.
Yeah.
And now, let's not spread the bad word, but did you not create it from household chemicals?
Absolutely. And the story was that we got people, like my son goes, how did you know how to make a bomb before the internet? Well, we had news readers that would tell us every night. Brian told us. So, and I still remember we were sitting around watching the news, and the guy came on and said, two boys were arrested today in suburban Adelaide for making homemade bombs. They used them from making chlorine and brake fluid. And we're like, oh, my God.
Is that all you got to do? I got chlorine. I got brake fluid.
We had a pool, and Dad was a mechanic. Well, he's a fitter and turner, so we had brake. He was big into cars and stuff, so we had brake fluid.
So how do you make it? So you put it where those two things come together. Is it like a Molotov cocktail?
Yes. No, yeah. Well, they have a reaction. You've got to keep them apart. So. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to go into too many details in case the kids are listening.
Terrorists.
ISIS.
That's a scary word. They could be, hello, ISIS, if you are listening, because we do go around the world. And of course, you know, ASIO would be, if we say terrorists, they'll tune into the show.
Or Al-Qaeda, old school IRA. Who knows who's listening? Yep. PLO.
Yep.
And, I mean, I do... You've got to put the brake fluid in a container and then put that container inside another container that contains the chlorine, like a large container. You throw that container, the container of brake fluid breaks, like a glass container, and then it goes into the chlorine. And inside a container that's shut off, we used oil tins, an explosion occurs.
So if something had gone wrong in the garage or wherever you made it.
Oh, terrible.
You would have blown your head off. Would have blown a finger off, probably.
Yeah, not your head. Your fingers, definitely. Put it near your... put it down below. It could easily blow off your appendage downstairs.
If it had been blown up in your face, you would have been doing this podcast like this. You would have been talking a bit like that.
But wow, Neil, the burns victim. Yeah, absolutely idiotic behaviour. But we were bored, and we were like teenagers. We couldn't meet any girls, so that's just what we did.
Make bombs.
Yeah. And we got caught by the police because the copper was one of Dad's former scouts. Dad was a scout leader, and his name was Constable Darren Jew, and he turned up. So we went down to the paddock. We recruited a younger guy, like any good terrorist organisation. We didn't want to actually do the dirty work ourselves, which is...
You recruited?
We recruited Phil Kendall, real name.
Phil. I can see Phil. I like Phil already. Was he a bit younger?
Yeah, he was 4 years or 5 years younger than us. Phil's a mechanic now. His daughter sent me a message on Facebook, I think. Anyway, he'd be in his 50s now, but he was young then, obviously 14. Yeah. We were like 16, 7, and he was like 13.
Tough guys. You were the big tough
teenagers. We were the big guys, and Phil... Yeah. Wanted to hang out with us.
He was a come along guy. He was just sort of hanging around in the background.
The mascot. Yeah. The mascot.
Yeah.
Yep. And if you look at terrorist organizations, they do this. They get young, impressionable men, mainly men, some women, and they just get them to wear the suicide vest, you know, that you can drive the truck into the embassy. Oh, I have to drive the truck. Yeah, that's the good part.
That's the good part.
That's the good part.
You're a hero if you do that. A hero? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I wish I could do it.
Yeah, I would do it. I have done it in the past.
I would do it, but I can't today. You're going to do it.
I was watching some show about terrorism, and they have the guy's driving into the embassy in Africa or somewhere that, you know, he's been told it's a good, and he just goes, oh, fuck this, and runs off. just goes, no, I'm not doing this.
Well, you would.
I think he sets the truck going and then just jumps out and goes, ah. And then the guy's like, his big boss goes, why did you survive? He's like, oh, just one of those things.
That's why it worked out. I got lucky.
Did we blow up the embassy or not? We blew up the embassy. So why are you questioning why I, you know, anyway. So
what you didn't, oh, sorry, is there more to the story?
Yeah, and so then we set off this bomb. It was so loud that all the neighbours came out on the on the footpaths and that. Yeah. And then the cops turned up, so we hid in Phil's backyard, and we saw the cop. We knew him. He would have been 4 years older than us. He was a new cop, and he's just, it was the easiest case he'd ever solved. He looked at the bomb, and then he pointed at our house like this.
And you were watching this, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Dad came home, and he talked to Dad, and Dad, he had all the containers of the bombs lined up like a police lineup on the nature strip, and he goes, Kevin, mum still to this day says, your father was so embarrassed, he thought Darren was here on a social visit. And Kev ran up to him to shake his hand, because Kev, being a scout and a former Air Force person, was so excited that one of his scouts had joined the police force. You know, that's pride.
Great news. But it all fell in a horrible heap.
And Darren actually shut him down and said, this is not a social visit, Kevin. Do you recognise these containers? Do you recognise these containers? And Kev's like, oh, yeah, they're from my garage. And we're like, oh, fuck, you know.
Forensics. Get forensics in.
Yeah, so the next day, Dad took us to the police station, and we had a meeting with the cops. Darren Dew wasn't there. This is his detective. And he goes, and we've also got Rajin, and he brought in this guy in a white coat, an Indian guy. He goes, he's on assignment from India. He's a bomb expert. And we're like, how many bombs were going off in Nutterwadi? Like, is he really?
He's a bomb expert.
Yeah, he had a white coat.
Oh, a little bit. I know a little bit. But today, it's like, you can be the bomb expert today, okay? Yeah, all right. I'll be a bomb
but
expert.
But I'm IT. I work in the canteen. No, put the white coat on.
No. You're a bomb expert. Trust me.
And I remember saying, I can't work out what was in your bombs. Yeah, that's because you're not a bomb expert, mate. You're working on it.
Can't tell you.
And we said it's chlorine and brake fluid.
So it was not dynamite.
No, it's not dynamite, but it's an explosive. I mean, I don't.
What is dynamite?
It's a chemical, isn't it? It's just chemicals that explode.
And what's TNT? TNT.
Same
that's
thing.
All.
It's all the same thing, isn't it?
Is it nitroglycerin or glycerin?
That's
and
different
nitro
again. Have you ever met one of those guys that call them powder monkeys? The guys who blow stuff up for a living. Those.
We had some guys on Russell Court who did stuff like that. Yeah. And we had when I was in primary school, the secondary school, the PE teacher used to blow things up on the Oval. seriously. So he was a stunt man. And he was also a teacher. And if you paid money, he'd get cars to smash into each other. This is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then he'd roll cars and stuff, and he'd blow them up. And you had to pay to watch. But that was when I was in. Then he left by the time I got to secondary school.
Arrested.
So that was as close as I got to bombs. And we've had some bomb stuff in Russell Court as well. So it's the last sort of bomb stuff we did was real deal, because we blew up a house. Yep.
Yeah, that was
a lot of fun.
That was amazing, that stunt.
Yeah, incredible.
I remember doing a gig in Buchan. You go to the Buchan Caves, Dad? I want to go to the Buchan Caves. Yeah, Buchan, hell, mate. And we did a gig at the Buchan, and we were at the Buchan pub beforehand, and there were these two women with their husbands there, and they all wore flannos. I remember they had flannos tucked in, they were going out. It was like, we'll tuck, you know. And
That's special when you tuck in your flannos.
Yeah, and I was saying, are you coming to the comedy show? She goes, nah, those fucking hippies. We're not going if the hippies are going. So there was some kind of divide between like the logging kind of people and the hippies.
It was. Yep.
Anyway, these two guys, their husbands were getting really pissed. And I'm like, so are you guys coming? And one goes, no, we've got to go to work. I said, what do you do? He goes, I'm the cop, and he's like the powder monkey at the quarry. And they were pissed, these guys. He was going to go blow stuff up, and he wasn't blind, but gee, he had a few.
It wasn't far off it.
Yeah.
She'll be right, mate. Just stand back a bit further. Just hold my tinny for me while I just light a few. So in the movies and stuff, because there's with your bomb, because there's the lighting of the fuse, isn't there? There's the plunging of the box with the
I'm sure with Russell Court they just pushed a button or something, did they?
They just pushed a button and you know, but there was a special panel board that you didn't touch, and it was all electrical, really.
Did you have to run away from the building or something? Were you running away from that building?
I hid behind a car.
That's right.
And I made sure, because glass was going to blow. But yeah, and it was pretty important that. But it wasn't as big as I thought it was going to be, I must admit. Anyway.
Yeah. It looked good, though.
Yeah, it was just one of those. The guy, we're at this farm, and the guy said, we're about to push this house over tomorrow. Do you want to use it? We go, can we blow the windows out? So we just wrote a joke about blowing windows
Fantastic.
Out.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I read something the other day. It was very interesting. Do you know dynamite? Who invented dynamite?
No.
Alfred Nobel.
Oh, from the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes.
That's irony, Glenn.
I know.
That's ironic.
It's ironic, isn't
that's
it?
That's not like rain on a wedding day, as Alanis Morissette said. Why didn't she say that in her song? You know her ironic song? It's like, Nobel inventing dynamite. Like rain. It's a good song. I like it.
I was thinking about him.
That's bizarre. The other day,
and his name's Alfred Nobel, correct?
Yep.
But if you called him Fred Noble, he'd sound like a bloke a couple of doors down. Yeah. Down at 20. You got the Fred Nobel Prize. Doesn't sound that impressive. But if you call him Alfred Nobel, much more impressive.
Posh.
Fred Noble sounds like a bloke that your dad used to play cricket with.
Yeah. Sounds like a made-up name. What's your name, son? Name. When I get caught to the... Oh, my name's Fred Noble. Yeah, come on, mate. What's your real name? Well, we should talk about peanuts. We can talk about peanuts,
yeah,
I reckon.
Yeah, because we're going on a bit. Yeah.
I love peanuts. Right. How good are peanuts?
You know why peanut butter was invented?
No. By Noble?
By Noble. No, it was invented for... No, I don't know whether this is apocryphal or not, but it was invented for people with no teeth.
Really?
Yeah.
But how could you eat the crunchy with no teeth?
Well, I think the smooth one was... I mean, having said that, it is
sticky.
It's very sticky. I don't know if you didn't have any teeth, it would be any easier. Because was it peanut butter that they used on... This is going to go back for our older audience. Did they put peanut butter in Mr. Ed's mouth?
Yes.
Was it peanut butter they put in his mouth?
To make him talk. Yeah, to make the horse talk.
Because when the talking horse, sorry for those.
Yeah.
It was a talking horse TV show called
Sitcom.
Mr. Ed.
Yeah.
And then the horse would try to lick the peanut butter out of its mouth, and it would move his lips.
Yeah, I think peanut butter has a real, like a real effect on some animals. Like they just, they always say that's the one thing to get mice and rats is peanut butter. You put peanut butter on a trap, and that will get them. Apparently,
I was thinking the other day. I reckon peanut butter is the only food that I have. I reckon every day.
You have it every day.
Do I have bread every day? Oh, every day, absolutely. You know what I have before I go to bed? Okay, this is a bit embarrassing. I get a banana and I put peanut butter on it.
Oh, peanut butter and banana is a great combination, though. That's not embarrassing.
Yeah, but some people do that in a sandwich, don't they?
Yeah, I put
the peanut butter straight onto the banana.
You know what I do?
It doesn't look good. It doesn't. It's not a good look.
No, not a good look.
You put it in your mouth.
I've occasionally had a peanut butter roll with banana in it. Oh, I love peanut butter. I try and only have peanut butter on the weekends now, though, because I'm too fat. So, but I do love peanut butter.
Well, I read my diet for your blood type. A friend of mine told me I'm A positive or something, and peanuts are good for me. So I go, well, they're good for me. Wasn't it what killed Elvis, though? Basically, didn't he just use to get a half a loaf of bread and empty it out and fill it with peanut butter?
Wasn't
that his favorite dish?
Yeah, I think it was. And I mean, peanuts themselves. I've got peanuts, and I have it on ice cream. But then my wife wasn't happy, so she got some crushed nuts. So I got crushed nuts, and I got normal nuts. What do you prefer in your mouth, Glenn? Do you prefer crushed nuts? I think I prefer normal nuts.
There is that. How blue can we go with our jokes? It well, is on topic.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Okay. Switch off now if you don't want to hear an inappropriate. Okay, here's the joke. What do you got? We got nuts on the wall.
I don't know. What?
Walnuts.
Oh, good
one. What do you got? What do you got? We got nuts on your chin.
Oh, what?
A dick in your mouth. Sorry.
What?
On did, topic.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And how did a how did a squirrel keep his nuts dry? He swims on his back. Is that it? That's the one, I think. Oh, I love nuts. Nuts, peanuts.
Peanut butter and peanut butter and jelly.
Cream. Peanuts and ice cream. The best.
Oh, peanut butter and jam sandwich.
Oh. Or as America call it, peanut butter and jelly, they call it.
So jelly is jam. Yeah. Jelly is...
in America, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love peanuts. But then, you know, we had peanuts a lot as kids. You got them on planes. But then they went bad and they started killing people, didn't they? So a lot of kids
I never had a kid. One kid at my school had a peanut allergy. There was never not one kid.
Apart from the
was
kid
there
that
anyone
died.
At your school?
Yeah, I think one died, I think.
He died?
No, I can't remember. I remember one having a fit, though, and it was a peanut allergy. Yeah, yeah, because we all had peanut butter sandwiches.
Oh, peanut butter was standard issue. That was white bread. Bang it on. Job done. Easy. Beautiful.
But anaphylactic now is a real problem. Like, you know, a friend of the show, Adam Rosenbach's a great comedian.
Yeah.
He's anaphylactic, and he went to Limo's wedding in Bali and ate the meal and ended up in hospital.
Had some
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nearly dying.
You blow up. You suffocate, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to jab yourself in the thigh or something. Is that what you got to do?
Yes. No. Yeah. No. With an EpiPen. Absolutely. With an EpiPen.
So does he not carry an EpiPen with him?
He does.
Did he not have a?
Well, sometimes you need more than one though. I think you need, if it's a really bad hit, you got to have more than one. I think, or you need that's just to stop it initially. I think you need. But I've had kids come over here, and the dad or the mum gives you the talk on the EpiPen as they hand the kid over and says, "This is the EpiPen."
Oh, just in case.
Yeah,
and jab it in the thigh. The thigh, is it?
Yeah, because for a while the ends look similar. So what would happen is that there was a case where someone jabbed it and they stuck it into their thumb instead of the kid's thigh. So you don't want that. So yeah, definitely on school camps too, they bring their EpiPens and all that stuff. So that's a shame because peanuts are such a good taste, such a good flavour that people are allergic to them.
They grow below the ground, don't they? They grow in the ground, don't they?
Wow, that's funny. We were talking about this, and I said they don't grow on a tree. They grow like a shrub. Yeah, they grow into the ground.
The green part grows on top of the ground, comes out of the ground, and then you pull them out
like a potato.
Yeah,
because me and the kids looked it up the other day because we were saying, I said, I think they're like a tomato. And Kieran's like, no, they grow in the ground. Because there's no greater joy of getting those. Which you don't see much anymore, getting the peanuts in the shell. You crack the shell and get the peanut out.
That's something my dad used to do. Bring them home and wrapped up in newspaper, open up the newspaper, and then you stand there. It's quite meditative to crack it open and have a peanut. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
It's great. Great
and
stuff.
You have a big pint of shells, and then you wrap all those up, and it's coming together. It's a family, you know. Come on, kids. Put down your video games. Come and have some peanuts with mum and dad. It's a fun afternoon.
You can have some crushed nuts. You can have some normal nuts. Whatever you want.
Now, I think. Now, do you reckon this Peanuts and Dynamite? It's not Peanuts the cartoon, is it? Because
we've done Peanuts before. We've done Charlie Brown before. So I'm a big fan of Charlie Brown.
Charles Schultz. No, nor am I. I never got it. It was kind of
like it. I like Peanuts.
I thought you said you didn't like it.
No, I said I'm a big fan. I love it.
Are you a big fan? Oh, okay. Are you a big fan? Sorry,
he's a bit depressed, Charlie Brown. I think.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Him and Snoopy. Yeah. Okay, enough now. I reckon we've said enough because we chatted a long time.
Let's have some thinking music.
Why don't we... Here's what we should do. Why don't we recreate the moment where you make the bomb?
Okay.
So all you right. be you, and I'll. Yep. Who will I be?
You can be Phil Kendall.
I was
he's about 13.
Perfect.
I'm about 16. You're 13. Okay.
Okay. So, all right. So okay. Where will you be? Well,
I'm
going
to be walking towards the paddock with the bomb. Yeah.
Okay, Sam. Can you give us that little thing music?
Scooby Doo.
And then you call me over, will you?
Now you go. What are you guys doing? That's what he said. What are you guys doing?
Okay, I'll come over. I'll come over and see you. Okay. Here we go.
All right. Right, guys. Let's just walk down to the paddock with it. We've got it all here. Don't drop it. Don't drop it, Noddy. Oh, it's Phil Kendall.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Phil.
What are you doing?
We've got... Oh, well, we can't... Look, do you want to join a terrorist organisation, Phil?
Oh, I don't know. I'm a bit scared. What am I going to do?
Come on, Phil. Are you a man or not?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm a man. Are you going to make me do that thing you made me do the other day?
I didn't enjoy that.
I didn't enjoy it.
Okay, you've already done the initiation ceremony, so you're through.
I don't have to do that. I just don't want to do that again. Okay,
you got so your badge?
I've done something exciting.
Okay.
Is it exciting?
See this all contained? This is a bomb inside this.
A what?
It's a bomb. A bomb? Don't tell anyone. It's a bomb. So come down the paddock, all right? Okay, now what you've got to do, you've got to throw it. Because inside things have got to smash up and make a chemical reaction. Were you any good at science, Phil? Or
no, I wasn't that good. Why are you getting me to throw?
No, because you're younger, you've got better throw than us. And you play cricket? You play cricket, don't you, Phil?
Yeah, I love playing cricket.
Well, this is just like a giant cricket ball, okay? We're more your inside types. Okay, there's the bomb. Now grab it, Phil. You got it?
Oh, yep, got it.
It's now quite heavy. Where are you?
Oh, hey.
Hey, whoa. Throw it, Phil. Don't shake it. Don't put it near your head.
Okay, I'm right. No,
throw it. Throw it.
One, two, three.
Oh, nothing happened. Oh, Phil, you did it wrong. Hang on a minute. Coming. Quick.
Oh, shit. Doesn't your dad know a policeman?
Oh, get in the backyard, Phil. Oh, no.
Where do you want me to hide again like I did the other day?
No, what you need to do, you need to jump the fence and go and tell him that you did it. Excuse me, officer. He's over here. Phil, he's who you want. 5 years of juvie. Yeah, 5 years of juvie. No. See you later. See you. Enjoy jail, Phil.
You've destroyed my life. Poor old Phil. Hello, Phil, if you're listening.
Right. And Phil... Imagine Phil
was, that was a big bomb.
No, it was a huge bomb. It was huge. Yeah. All right, so what are we going to say? What is your answer?
I'm going to say in certain parts of the world, they use dynamite for harvesting peanuts.
Oh, peanuts.
They do a bomb and all the peanuts get blown out of the ground.
They like fishing. They fish sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I reckon it's if you ground up peanuts, it forms some kind of dynamite, makes some kind of dynamite. I don't know why.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. It's just like, I mean,
So you're saying that peanut butter jar in your kitchen cupboard.
It's explosive. I think if you ground up peanuts, it turns into some kind of dynamite. I don't know. Because, you know, everything comes from somewhere. So why not? I'm just guessing. Should we get the answer?
Right. Okay, get the answer.
What's the answer, Sam?
Peanut oil can be processed to produce glycerol, which can be used to make nitroglycerine, an explosive liquid used in dynamite.
You got it right.
I'm right.
Well,
I don't know if I've heard that before or that's just me... guessing it. I don't know. I liked your answer.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
So glycerin is... Did you know that peanuts had glycerin in them?
No idea.
Yeah. So then there comes the tricky part where you've got to turn nitro into... No, you got to turn glycerin into nitroglycerin.
Yeah, sure. Mm. Anyway, we've all learned something.
Did you know that nitroglycerin is what they originally used for people with heart problems?
Really?
Yeah, that was kind of like... I also know that people with heart problems take rat poison, warfarin. The shit.
That's
who was
awful.
The first guy that went, I'm going to... I don't know whether this is going to work or not.
Yeah.
I've had some nitroglycerin. Tony, what? Your heart's not great. I want you to take this. Hey, just take that. Oh, I feel better. Oh, that's incredible. And then rat poison. Rat poison. Yeah. which is warfarin, is, I think people still take it to this day.
Oh, gee, that's terrible. Rat poison.
So the rats must feel, before they die, when you give them rat poison, they feel, have a little burst of feeling quite good,
yeah,
and then they keel over. A bit like Viagra or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. Darren Jew's out the front. Glenn, okay. I've got to go. It's a cold case.
It's cold. Yeah, they're onto us. You guys been spreading the word how to make bombs? Okay.
How juvenile.
Don't put that on, Dave. That's going to spook your neighbours again.
Yeah. Shouldn't have had a party. Funny. Make myself laugh. There we go. Oh, stop it now. All right.